Hey there, I want to take a quick second to thank you for listening to the Focus Point podcast. I hope that you find a blessing and encouragement through this episode. I hope that you'll share the episode with your family and your friends. If this is one of your first times catching us, or if you want to find out more about us, or if you want to listen to other episodes, please visit thepointoffocus.com, and there you will find our podcast archive as well as more information. Once again, that's thepointoffocus.com, and once again, I thank you for listening to this episode. Well, hello again, everyone. I welcome you to this, once again, a kind of a special episode. It's become kind of an annual tradition here on the podcast as I share with you my word of the year and kind of like my focus for that. So I'm excited to kind of dive into this a little bit. And if you have never done this before, back when I first picked a word of the year, it kind of was going around the church that I was at, and some of the people that I volunteer with were like, oh, this is my word for the year. It was like, I had never thought of that, never heard of it, never considered it, really. I had seen it before, but it just seems to me kind of like, I thought, nah, that's kind of cheesy, really. But it's proven over the years to really be beneficial, because it kind of gives you a way to focus on some things and see them in a different way. We spent the last year doing that with our Journey to the Promised Land series, where we kind of put a lens on the first six books of the Old Testament, and we journeyed through them as we journeyed with Israel. We kind of journeyed through that story that's being told from the very first page of Scripture all the way to the Promised Land in the book of Joshua, and we kind of journeyed through that. But because of that lens, it helped us focus, right? And we could see some different things. And if you put a different word on it and you read the same stuff with a different kind of focus and a different kind of thought, you might see something different. I'm reminded of kind of like a similar thing to, and this is going to seem kind of off the wall, but I'm just sitting here thinking about it. Edgar Allan Poe used to write a word or something, and I heard this when I was in high school, but it makes sense if it's true, really. But he wrote a word at the top of his paper when he was writing his short stories or whatever, and he wrote up there a word or maybe a phrase or whatever, and he wrote. Then he'd go back to that, and he'd take out anything that didn't go through that, right? And it's how he came up with some of the stuff he's come up with, right? So that's why I said if you take the word, and like take a word like focus, or I don't know, and you put that on, and you just focus when you read the Bible, and just see some, like, it'll change some things. It's really, really, really cool. Before we dive into it, a little bit of stats. This is the final episode of the year, the 55th episode, of this year, just for a little, information here, I guess. And I'm excited. A milestone's coming up in a handful of episodes as we get into, next year into February. I'm excited, that we'll be having our 200th episode. So that's a big, deal. I'm excited for that. I'm also excited for the series we're going to be in during that episode. So stay tuned for a little bit more on that and where we're going. So since I said, since 2016, so for 2017, but in 2016, I fell on this idea of picking a word. And it was kind of like egged on, you know, you should really do it. You should really consider it. And so I was thinking about some different things going on. We'd been some marital turmoil and stuff like that in my life. And so I landed, and it was actually kind of interesting that that's when this whole ministry started, too. Back in 2016, a little bit of history. If you want to find out more history, you can go over to our website and you can find that out. But it's when I started a blog. And I started just kind of blogging short little things. And it was around that time, all this, and I was like, well, change. It was like, some things are going to change, right? Little did I know that one of those changes was going to be the start of a divorce process, but change? What are some things to change? What are some things that I could change? What are some things that we that could work out to help change the marriage or change, like, whatever, right? And so change. And as I said, one of those changes came in the form of a divorce. And I wasn't really expecting that. But it kind of led into to my next word. And this is the first time that I paired scripture with my word. And my word was new. I was like, okay, so now, well, new things have to come because of this big change. Like, ending a relationship changes a lot of things. And so now some new things have to come up, right? I could sit and I could focus and just be in the, you know, down in the dumps about it. And it stinks. If you've been where I've been, where you've lost a relationship, whether it's you were married or not, it's any kind of relationship, you know, when it gets severed like that, it really stinks. And so, but I was like, okay, so what about now? What are some new things that can come of this? What are some new things that God is going to show me? And I paired that with Isaiah 43. We looked at that at the end of the Journey to the Promised Land series. But Isaiah 43:18, to be exact, you know, forget the former things, don't dwell on the past, I'm doing a new thing. And as I've mentioned before on this podcast, that's where I think the Bible speaks to us in a little bit. Yes, God was talking to Israel. Yes, there's a bigger context to what's going on, and especially in Israel's journey. If you want to know a little bit more about that, you can check out the episode where we talked about that in the Journey to the Promised Land series. But I understand that. But I believe the Bible talks to us in smaller bursts than that too, right? Smaller chunks, smaller portions, a sentence at a time even, a verse at a time. I firmly believe that. Yes, there's more to it. But if God's trying to talk to us and one of his primary sources is the Bible, who am I to sit there and tell somebody, well, that verse, you took it out of context. No, that verse, God's talking to you through that verse. Listen to what he's saying. So I sat there and I was like, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing, right? And to me, that was like, okay, like, don't dwell on the past. That hinders the future. So look for the new things, right? And then I wound up staying in the same passage for breakthrough, because along with new things come some breakthroughs and some big things, right? And that comes out of the little bit more of Isaiah 43, but where it talks about who makes streams in the wasteland, right? And it's just, it was a phenomenal time just in that little portion. And I stayed in that little section for like 2 years. And it was really great just to kind of sit there and just remember those verses. And like I said, I talked about it just about a month ago. And it's a big, big portion of my journey. And so after that, I did for 2020. Now, I know we all have probably a little bit of PTSD from the year 2020 and subsequent probably months of 2021. But my word for that year was love. And an interesting story with that, and as I've said, what a year for a little bit of love and kindness. There was a lot that went on in 2020. And what a year for love in that time. And so I was sitting at my desk and at work, and love came in, and I knew I needed to do love. And I heard somebody say something, and it's like, let something about letting love guide your life. And I was like, I'm too smart to have thought of that by myself. That has to be in the Bible. And so I Googled it, and it came up. It's Colossians 3:14, and it says, most of all, let love guide your life. And I was like, wow, that's really good. And at the time I picked love, I thought God was kind of like telling me, I picked your words for the next decade. You're going to go through the fruit of the Spirit for the next decade and see what happens to your life, right? But it turned out not to be that way. And so, but I'm excited to be able to go into another fruit of the Spirit, though. We'll get to that in just a second. But just love. Most of all, let love guide your life. What would happen if we let love guide our life? Instead of trying to be right, and what if we were a little humble and, just decided that the person matters more than the position. And it just, it stuck with me for a while, because like I said, that verse just jumped off the screen at me when I Googled it. And I was like, that is unreal. And so continuing on into 2021, now these words have a podcast episode. This is where I started it on the podcast. I had the podcast going back then, but this was where I started doing a podcast episode kind of surrounding it. And tagging verses or passages of scripture along with it, kind of like I did with love. Well, I meant like tagging it and actually having a more solid thing to kind of go through the year is what I meant. Like I did it with new and breakthrough as well. But so uncomplicated was my word for 2021. And I tagged that with Mary and Martha story in Luke chapter 10, where that story is like she's trying to get everything ready and then her sister's not helping and all that. Like, Jesus was leading an uncomplicated life in that situation, and he encouraged Martha to do the same. Like, Martha, what are you doing? You're worried about so many things. And that was just kind of like an eye-opening thing. And I actually started that one a few weeks earlier because I did a Christmas series called Uncomplicated Christmas. And we went through that kind of like a different kind of look at the Christmas story. And then we did a series called Uncomplicated. And I didn't always do that as well, some on and off. Like, for example, this year for understanding, which is my 2022, I wanted a little bit of understanding. I didn't necessarily do a series on that word, but we did some different things to help us gain an understanding of certain things. We did a prayer series called Talking to Jesus. We looked at kind of like an understanding of how Jesus was a human being, as we spent a series called The Last Night with Jesus. We understood how he treated people in a series called Touched. And so all of that kind of thing. So I kind of modeled some of the series that we did and some of the discussions that we had after the word. And then this past year, the word was journey. And as I mentioned, we spent a whole year doing that series and spending a whole year with journey on the first six books of the Old Testament and how they journey and how we can journey through our lives and we can learn from the Israelites. And so that was really fun. And by now, I know it's the worst kept secret, but the word of the year for 2024 is joy. And that's why I mentioned the fruit of the Spirit earlier. But we're tagging this passage onto it, probably very familiar. And it's probably not the one you're thinking of, because there's a couple familiar things when you immediately think of joy in the Bible. This is what we're using, though, and I'll explain in just a little bit. But 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, and it says, "Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." Another one, so that's what we're hooking on for this year. But then another verse in Philippians 4, 4, which has a note for this year as well, but it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I'll say it again, rejoice. And then a little bit out of James, it says, brothers and sisters, James 1, 2 through 4, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Now, perfect and complete mean two different things, okay? And perfect means a total different thing in this text, but we're not going to unpack it right now. But those are some different things. And the reason why I mentioned that is where we're going this year, we're doing a kind of different things. There's three verses there. Always be joyful, never stop praying, and be thankful in all circumstances. So always be joyful, I thought of the book of Philippians. So I wanted to kick the year off by diving into the book of Philippians. We're actually going to start that series in February. And the reason for that is I felt God wanting me to do something else. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But we'll be spending some time in Philippians. We'll stop for Easter. Then we'll kind of split it in half. I'm excited for that, though. And spending some time going through a book of the Bible, as we kind of have done with the Journey to the Promised Land series. But this one's actually going to be a more like in-depth like look at the Bible. Kind of like we did Genesis 1 and 2, kind of like those kind of, we're going to spend some time in the book of Philippians. and then Never Stop Praying. There's a plan on a prayer series coming up after Philippians, before summer, hopefully. This is our alternative plans because, as I've always said, God can just change anything he wants to. And then, obviously, give thanks in all circumstances. We'll tag in around a certain time of the year, around Thanksgiving. But I'm excited to kind of see where we go with this word. And I want to encourage you, take one of my words if you want to and see what it does for you, the words that I've mentioned over the course of this episode, and or pick one of your own. See what God has for you. See what God lays on your heart. And there's just some things that go on in life. And so I chose the word joy because there's joy in everything, right? Like, you get mad at work, you get upset at work or school or whatever it is, and you're just like, right? But there's joy there. At least you have a job. You may not like it, you may not, but it provides for your family. There's joy in things. And we're going to talk about it, and I'm excited. But before we wrap this episode up, a little bit shorter of an episode, which is okay. Before we wrap it up, I want to share with you that next week, we're actually starting a series called In the End. And there's information on social media. There's information on Facebook about that. And there's information on our website, thepointoffocus.com. And the reason for that, we'll explain a little bit next week. But I feel I've spent a little bit of time avoiding this kind of thing. But I feel like it's some stuff that needs to talk to you. It's not going to be this in-depth like thing, but it's going to clear up some stuff, and I think kind of get some points in there that matter. And I'm excited to actually dive into that. It seems kind of weird to kick off a new year starting with a series like that. And what does it have to do with joy? Well, we'll find out next week. And so I'm excited. I hope you'll come back for that. I hope that you'll stick around for that series and other series to come. But next week, we're starting a series called In the End. So I'm excited for that. I hope you'll be there for it. And the next time you hear my voice, it'll be 2024 if you're listening to these kind of in order. But if not, I hope that you've have had a Merry Christmas. And I hope that you'll have a Happy New Year as well. We'll see you next week for the start of the In the End series.